Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. With the U.S. Olympic Committee about to come to Boston to take a look at the city as a possible site for the 2024 Summer Games, a new Boston Globe poll finds Massachusetts residents are divided on the idea of Boston hosting the Games. Joining us now to talk about the poll and a possible Boston bid for the Olympics is John Fish. He's the head of the huge Boston-based construction firm Suffolk Construction and leads a legislative commission appointed to look into the idea of bringing the Olympics here. John Fish, good morning and thanks.
Good morning, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let me ask why you think this is such a good idea for Boston, and why are you pushing so hard to bring the Summer Games here?
You know, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the city and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This gives us an opportunity to think about where the city wants to be in, say, 2030, the 400th year, when we celebrate a birthplace of democracy. And what is the vision that we, as members of this community, think that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the city of Boston should look like in 20 or 25 years down the road?
Why do you think there's a division right now between Massachusetts residents on whether or not they think bringing the Olympics here is a good idea? The Globe poll today finds 47% in favor, 43% opposed.
This is a very big concept to sort of have a dialogue about, and the more information that gets socialized in the community and the more comprehension people have about what the planning efforts could potentially be and how it will impact our community, I think people will begin to understand exactly the benefits that can be created through this conversation. And at the end of the day, what I've said to everybody is that there is no guarantee we're going to host these Olympics. The United States Olympic Committee hasn't even decided whether they want to even bid for the 2024 Olympics. What we're doing through is we're going through an exercise to engage the city, the social community, the business community, and the government in this conversation.
What do you say to people who say that the games aren't worth the headache?
Let's take a look at what's happened back in 1980, the miracle on ice in Lake Placid, and the impacts it's had on Lake Placid. Let's move on from there to 1984 with Peter Ubaroff in the Los Angeles area and what the impact the business community and UCLA benefited from the Olympics. Let's move on to what happened in Atlanta and how it transformed the city of Atlanta, the airports, Clemson University, and various other types of sort of areas around that community. And then lastly, move on to 2002 in Salt Lake. Every particular area that has hosted Olympics in United States of America has been successful and it's been transformative. And lastly, it's been a gift that keeps on giving over an extended period of time. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Bostonians and the citizens of Massachusetts to think about the potential of hosting these Olympics. And if they do fit into our vision of our future, this is something we should capitalize on, Bob.
U.S. Olympic Committee is going to start looking at Boston and other potential U.S. cities beginning next week. What are you hoping the committee members see when they come here?
We are very much an innovative community here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. One of the, I think, probably the most respected innovative communities in the world. We've got a knowledge-based economy. Secondly, we are sort of the environment where education and youth are very pronounced in our environment, which is very different than a lot of other areas. Over 100 universities in colleges in and around the city of Boston, and that brings us a very young, enthusiastic, passionate group of people. Thirdly, I think the idea is Boston is title town. We are very, very passionate about our sports. We love our sports. And what we can bring to the Olympic movement in youth and sports, and probably most importantly, the Paralympics as well, too. And lastly, the Olympics are all about storytelling. We think about the past, then we think about our future here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and think about all these different breakthroughs are happening here in our backyard. We are, Bob, educating the world, and we need to be telling our story because no longer is this a regional economy or a national economy, Bob. This is all about a global economy.
So it sounds like you think Boston is set up pretty well to compete with Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., if, in fact, we end up in competition with those three other cities for the Summer Games in 2024.
There is no doubt in my mind that we have a powerful opportunity to present our credentials to the world. What we need to do is we need to move forward in a very cautious, proactive way and step by step to ensure that we're crossing our T's, we're dotting our I's, and we're making sure this message and this plan is being socialized appropriately and thoughtfully to the community.
John Fish, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, and have a wonderful weekend.